judge, jury, executioner. Okay, that got really dark fast. Now back to His Honor, Judge Dan Jacobs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
All right, Adrian Dater from Colorado Hockey Now joins us, courtesy of Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of Colorado Avalanche. Mr. Dater, how are you, sir?
I'm okay. We're still alive.
How are you feeling?
Well, you know what? I try to project myself into the shoes of Avalanche fans at all times, especially now that I run my own website, devoted to Avalanche coverage. And, I'm hurt. I feel bad for all the fans out there who thought that, this was the year. There were a lot of reasons to think that, but, in hockey, it's a cruel mistress, as they say. 11-0, in the last 11 games going into game 3 against Vegas, and all of a sudden it's 0-4 in the next 4, and that's all it takes to lose. So a little bit stunned, Dan. I thought this team was going to pull it out tonight, a couple early leads, everything is going on pace to bring it back to Denver, but they just couldn't make a big save, couldn't make a big play at the right time, and the season is over. So shocking, but that's hockey, that's life.
Adrian, I'm fair or not fair. As I was watching the game, I actually came away. Obviously it was gut wrenching, but I said, you know what, this is a whale of a hockey game, and then. After that clip in the third period where they threw everything they had at him and they just didn't break through, I said, you know what? This series didn't come down to this one game. The Avs just didn't have enough this series. And for a lot of reasons, that's not to say they didn't have a talented enough roster, but they weren't going to win this series. And it didn't just come down to tonight. They weren't going to win the series. So they can regroup and come back next year. They at least acquitted themselves well tonight. They didn't play like the Nuggets. Can we at least take some positive out of that?
Dan, I disagree. I don't think you take any positives out of tonight.
Really?
I think the time for rebuilding and building on the positives and taking the next step, I think it's over for this team. I think this was the year they were supposed to take that next step, and they failed. You can blame it on any number of things. A lot of injuries during the season. Adam Kadri goes out in the first round and never plays again. The bottom line is, you failed. And there's got to be a reason why. And I think it's going to be a very, very hard offseason for Joe Sakic and Avalanche management to dissect really what's wrong with this team. I don't think that the excuse that they're still learning and too young matter, is valid anymore. Gabe Landeskog is, in his 10th year in the league as a captain. At least eight as a captain. 10 as a player. McKinnon, 8 years in the league. Miko, 6 or 7 though by now. Grubauer, been on Washington before playoffs, it's just not going to cut it this year. I don't think this offseason that, the excuse that, the Avalanche are still learning and growing. I don't think that cuts it this year. I think this was the year they were supposed to get past the second round. They had a 2-0 lead against Vegas after game 2. And they just, for some reason, just sort of stopped playing like they had all season. And I think the pressure got to them. And you have to really analyze why. I think there's going to be some some serious changes moving forward with the Avalanche in the next season.
Two questions. The first one, are they not tough enough for playoff hockey?
You know, I think the question you're asking is, are they physically tough enough? I don't know. I don't know on that one. But, you know, I think the question is mentally tough. And I'd say right now there's still something missing probably. I'm not a psychologist, Dan. I don't know, you know, what's in their heads. But all I know is that every time the pressure's on with this team, it seems like they don't come through. McKinnon, Landeskog, Rantanen, Grubauer, you know, on and on down the list, they're not, you know, winning the big ones. Even if, you know, we're defining the big ones as a, you know, game in the second round, forget about a real big one, you know, in the cup finals or something. They haven't even gotten that far. So it's tough. You know, Jared Bednar's going to be on the hot seat a little bit. I asked him if he was worried about his job tonight after the game, and he sounded confident he's going to be back. Hey, you know what? It's a good man, good coach. I don't make that decision. All I know is this Avalanche team, you know, failed again in the second round. I do think there will be a consideration about the head coaching position. So maybe
really?
it can. Well, I mean, why not? I mean, you know, they can argue that, you know, we're not getting past the second round. Is there a reason for this? Is our coaching staff? So hockey is famous for throwing away coaches.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, nothing's going to surprise me. I don't think Jared Bednar deserves it, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You know, maybe there's a lot of good veteran coaches out there that don't have work right now. Gerard Gallant, been in the Stanley Cup final. Bruce Boudreau won like 63% of his games in his career out there. You know, Mike Babcock won a Stanley Cup. He's out there.
Bob Hartley.
You know, so, hey, you know what? I don't think anybody cares what their pass is if they said something wrong on social media. If they can win you a Stanley Cup, they're going to be hired. So I do think there's going to be a consideration about the head coaching job. Maybe Joe Sakic will just say, hey, you know what? We're sticking with our plan. That's great. I just feel like the plan got derailed a little bit here with the series loss in the second round for a third year in a row.
So Grubauer just kind of fell apart the last four periods.
Yep.
What do they do with him? I mean, he had the great season.
I don't know, Dan. I don't know what you do. You say, well, let him go. You know, he screwed up in the last year. All right, then what do you got moving forward? I mean, you have to have a good goalie in the regular season. I mean, he at least got you this far, Grubby. So, but he's a free agent, you know, going to want top dollar, some cap issues with his team. Going to be an interesting story. I would assume that Grubauer will re-sign with his team. The Avs may have to overpay, etc. But, you know, they're going to have to swallow their pride a little bit. I mean, I think that they thought that Grubby could at least win one of these last four games. It didn't happen. So,
well, I thought for a few of those games, I don't fault Grubby for the series. I fault him for tonight. But, I mean, you were there in Vegas. I mean, they for about three of these games, they just didn't shoot. You know, they just got physically, they just had large stretches where, you know, some of these games are getting outshot 2-1. Like, where was, you know, people were giving me a hard time. They're like, Dan, we sent you out to Vegas. You had one job to get us to win. I'm like, dude, I scored as many goals as Landeskog and McKinnon. Where are these guys? So I don't. You know, Grubauer played very, very well for large stretches of the series, and then this finesse team, that's going to sashay around and win another game 7-1. What happened? Where are they? Right?
Yeah, but look at Grubauer's numbers the last four periods of this series.
Right. I mean, that's why I said tonight.
You want to add that up?
Right.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the Avs were terrible defensively in these games either. Grubauer just couldn't make a save. You know, they only made like three mistakes in game five, but all three mistakes were in the back of their net. You know, you have to have a goalie who bails you out once in a while. Well, you know, I was on biggest Grubauer supporter all year, right on his bandwagon. But geez, you know, the last four games of the series just felt like he was not there.
I thought in game three.
I thought he was very good in game three in Vegas. He made a lot of tough saves. I'll give him credit for that. But he kept that game close. But after that, Dan, not very good, especially not tonight. A lot of just seemed like any kind of Vegas chance they had at all went past them tonight.
Tonight was terrible.
I thought the Avalanche were good enough to win tonight. They scored three goals. I thought they should have won like 3-2 tonight, you know. When your goalie can't make a save, you lose 6-3 just like they did.
All right,
I'm not blaming it all on Grubauer. I don't never blame it on one guy, but, you know, he did not go out the way he had hoped. As a Vezina Trophy finalist, unrestricted free agent, you know, I had a bunch of two or three well-known hockey people tell me before the series, like, just don't know if Grubauer is still the guy yet. And I guarantee you they're not going to, you know, be changing their opinion after tonight. It sucks, but that's the reality. The goalie was not good tonight for the Avalanche.
No,
he hurt the cause.
He was terrible. Last thing, what was Bednar's reaction? What was his tenor? Like, what'd you take away from his press conference?
Well, I don't know. I asked Bednar if he's worried about his job. He said, you know, he's confident he can still lead this team to the promised land. You know, so I'm just going to let it go at that. I mean, I don't know if I have an opinion on that really one way or the other right now. I think Bednar's a good man, a good coach. Again, it may come down to, you know, hey, you know, maybe it's time to shake up the core a little bit. You know, Nathan, Nico, Gabe. These guys have been here for like, at least 6 years together?
Yeah, you're panicking. Quit panicking, Dater.
All right, so just keep going with what you got.
Yeah, you bring in
the early playoffs.
You bring in.
You bring in
the adjustments you need to make. Yeah, were you going to get rid of Ray Bourque after 1 year?
What do you bring in?
Were you going to get rid of Sakic and Forsberg when they weren't winning and you brought in Ray Bourque? What would Pierre Lacroix done? Would Pierre Lacroix gotten rid of guys or would he brought in guys to help? Huh? You remember that guy?
Of course I do. I just did this memorial the other day.
There you go. I was just saying this the other segment. Be like Pierre Lacroix. Bring in, be bold and bring in what they need to win the cup. Not trade it away. Come on now. Come on. Settle down, Adrian. You're too emotional tonight.
Yeah, don't trade away your best guys, but yeah, get something in here that can win you a cup. I mean, I don't know who that is, but do make some move. You know, I don't know.
All right.
It could be a coach. It could be a new goalie. It could be a lot of things.
There you go.
I don't know, man.
Make a bold move.
I'm just like a lot of frustrated Avs fans right now. I'm just kind of blaming everybody. So don't take what I have to say for heart here, folks. I do feel like the Avalanche are going to be just fine. I mean, they're going to be a competitive team they should be, at least for the next 5 years. They didn't win this one, though, and this one hurts because I think a lot of people thought that the Avalanche had learned those previous mistakes to learn how to win, and apparently not so.
All right, Adrian, we appreciate it.
Okay, Dan.
Have a great night.
Thank you. All right.
Adrian Dater from Colorado Hockey Now, brought to you by Bud Light and official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Time out.